Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant move that underscores India's growing influence in global cybersecurity standards, the country has taken the chair of the Common Criteria Development Board, a position that will not only elevate its standing but also provide a unique opportunity to shape the rules of the game. What makes this significant is that the Common Criteria Development Board, or CCDB, is the technical arm of the International Common Criteria Recognition Arrangement, known as CCRA. The CCRA is an international multilateral agreement where signatory countries mutually recognize certifications of information technology security products evaluated against the Common Criteria Standard. Once a product is certified by an authorized national scheme of any member country, it is treated as certified across the arrangement, eliminating duplicative evaluations and reducing the time and cost of cross-border procurement. The CCRA presently comprises 38 member nations, divided into two tiers. The authorizing nations include the USA, UK, Germany, France, Japan, Republic of Korea, Australia, Canada, Italy, Netherlands, Norway, Spain, Sweden, Turkey, Malaysia, Singapore, and India. It's worth noting that India's journey with the CCRA began when it joined as a certificate authorizing nation on 16 September 2013. Now, let's delve into the specifics of India's role in the CCRA. The Standardization Testing and Quality Certification, or STQC, directorate functions under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, or MeitY, as the national certification body for the CC scheme. STQC operates the Indian Common Criteria Certification Scheme, conducts CC evaluations at its labs in Kolkata, Bengaluru, and Delhi, and certifies products against protection profiles and security targets. An important distinction for UPSC aspirants is that DRDO is not the certifying body for the Common Criteria Scheme in India. The body responsible is STQC under MeitY. The Common Criteria Framework rests on three core artifacts and a graded assurance ladder. The CC defines seven evaluation assurance levels of increasing rigor, from EAL1, which is the lowest, to EAL7, which is the highest. EAL4 is considered the commercial workhorse. So, what does India's chairmanship of the CCDB mean? The significance can be understood from several strategic angles. First, it places India in the same standards leadership cohort as the USA, UK, Germany, and Japan, a meaningful elevation in the tech standards arena. Second, it strengthens STQC's voice in shaping protection profiles for product classes where India has emerging vendor depth, such as telecom equipment, digital identity, IoT, and automotive electronics. Third, it enhances India's cybersecurity sovereignty by allowing the country to help author rules under which products entering its government, defense, and critical infrastructure procurement chain are evaluated, thereby narrowing supply chain risk windows. Lastly, it operationalizes the intent of the Indo-US Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technologies, or ICET, launched in 2022, which explicitly identifies cybersecurity standards harmonization as a subtrack. The use case footprint of CC-certified products in India is vast and growing, especially in critical sectors. India's cybersecurity institutional framework is robust, with entities like CERTIN, NCIIPC, and I4C playing crucial roles. The Digital Personal Data Protection Act, 2023, has introduced the concept of the significant data fiduciary, entities that face heightened audit and security obligations for which CC-evaluated products are a natural compliance vehicle. Three converging policy currents make 2026 a pointed moment for India to lead the CCDB. First, the domestic legislative architecture, with the DPDP Act, 2023, creates a demand for CC-certified products. Second, the India Semiconductor Mission under MateVai, with a corpus of approximately 76,000 crore, anticipates Indian fabricated chips serving sensitive markets that increasingly demand CC certification at EAL 4 and above. Third, the Bharat 6G Alliance, launched in 2023, contemplates CC-aligned trust frameworks for next-generation telecom. Additionally, CCDB working groups are drafting protection profiles for post-quantum cryptography primitives following the NIST PQC standardization announcements, an area where India's chair lets STQC shape PQC-PPs that align with domestic cryptographic priorities. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CCRA full form is Common Criteria Recognition Arrangement, an international IT security product certification mutual recognition framework. The CCDB full form is Common Criteria Development Board, the technical arm of the CCRA. India's CCDB chairmanship tenure is from April 2026 to April 2028. The confirmation venue was the first quarter CCRA meeting in Tokyo from April 14 to 16, 2026. India joined the CCRA on 16 September 2013 as a certificate authorizing nation. The Indian nodal body is the STQC Directorate under MateVai, not DRDO. The Indian scheme name is the Indian Common Criteria Certification Scheme, or IKE-3S. The underlying standard is ISO IEC 15408, known as the Common Criteria. The evaluation methodology standard is ISO IEC 18045, or the Common Evaluation Methodology, also known as CEM. The CCRA membership consists of 38 nations, with 20 authorizing and 18 consuming nations. The evaluation assurance levels range from EAL 1, the lowest, to EAL 7, the highest, with EAL 4 being the commercial workhorse. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, International Relations, as it involves India and international institutions, agencies, and fora, their structure and mandate, and the effect of policies and politics of other countries on India. It is also relevant to GS Paper 3, Internal Security, as it deals with challenges to internal security through communication networks, basics of cybersecurity, and the role of standards and certifications in protecting critical information infrastructure. Furthermore, it connects to GS Paper 3, Science and Technology, as it involves awareness in the fields of IT, computers, and indigenization of technology, standards, and intellectual property in emerging technologies. Essay linkage can be made with the topic of digital sovereignty and the role of standards bodies in shaping the geopolitics of technology. In conclusion, India's chairmanship of the CCDB is a significant development that not only marks a new era in the country's engagement with global cybersecurity standards but also underscores its growing influence in shaping the technological landscape. This move is set to have far-reaching implications for India's strategic position, its cybersecurity sovereignty, and its ability to protect critical information infrastructure, making it a crucial topic for UPSC aspirants to understand and follow.